Deutsche Welle. News.
This is Andy Valver in Bonn. Europe's leaders met for a two-day summit in Brussels on Thursday, where they will seek to chart the continent's way back to growth. As figures show, unemployment in the 17-country eurozone has spiked to its highest level since the euro was established in 1999. Policymakers across Europe have made spurring growth and jobs their new mantra. But so far, their proclamations have yielded few results, and many economists want governments to stop slashing budgets as the continent heads into another recession. They're warning that more cuts will further destabilize the economy and make the debt situation even worse. Meanwhile, Germany's finance minister, Wolfgang Schäuble, said he was optimistic about Greece getting the money it needs to finalize a 107 billion euro debt relief deal with banks and other private investors. Also on Thursday, EU leaders appointed Herman Van Rompuy to a second two-and-a-half-year term as president of the European Council. And EU leaders are expected to formally grant Serbia the status of a candidate for membership in the EU during their summit on Thursday. The only holdout during the ministerial meeting was Romania, whose foreign minister demanded that Belgrade do more for its Romanian minority. Serbia had been widely expected to get EU candidacy in December after it captured two top war crime suspects, but was disappointed when Germany delayed the move, saying it wanted to see more progress in talks with Kosovo. A bomb attack on a police bus outside the Istanbul headquarters of Turkey's Islamist business association, Musiad, on Thursday injured 16 people, including 15 policemen. Turkish Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan confirmed that the explosion had injured 15 policemen and one passerby. Turkey's state news agency Anatolian quoted senior officials as confirming that the explosion had been caused by a bomb consisting of plastic explosives, probably attached to a motorcycle. You're listening to Deutsche Welle News. Syrian rebels retreated Thursday from the Baba Amr neighborhood in Homs, and within hours of the rebels' withdrawal, President Bashar Assad's government granted permission for the International Committee of the Red Cross to enter the town on Friday. On Thursday, Syria's main opposition group officially formed a military council to organize the armed resistance and funnel weapons to rebels. The siege of Baba Amr has been among the deadliest of the Syrian uprising. Meanwhile, international pressure on the regime has been growing more intense daily. The UN human rights body voted to condemn Syria for its widespread and systemic violations against civilians. Activists now put the death toll at more than 8,000, most of them civilians. Police in Nigeria say that gunmen have shot dead four police officers in the oil-rich southern delta. A police spokesman said that the officers were killed Thursday as they were patrolling the Nembe River in Bayelsa State. It was not immediately clear if the gunmen shot from land or also were on boats. Militant activity in the Delta region has dropped sharply since the main factions signed an amnesty with the government in 2009. But criminal gangs, pirates, and oil thieves still roam its swamps and creeks. Nigeria is Africa's biggest oil producer and a top exporter to the United States. The International Criminal Court in The Hague issued an arrest warrant for Sudanese Defense Minister Abdel Rahim Muhammad Hussein as part of its investigations into atrocities in Darfur. In a statement released on Thursday, the court said that there were sufficient grounds to hold Hussein responsible for 20 counts of crimes against humanity, including persecution and rape, and 21 counts of war crimes, including murder and attacks on civilians. Hussein is the latest of several senior officials in Sudan to be indicted by the court. Meanwhile, the ICC is still seeking the arrest of the president of Sudan, Omar Hassan al-Bashir, on charges of orchestrating genocide. I'm Andy Valver, Deutsche Welle News.